you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are, however, riding a few months of economic news that suggests our recovery is gaining traction. And our most important task now is to keep that recovery going. As president, that's my commitment to you, to do everything I can to make sure our economy is growing, creating jobs, and strengthening our middle class. That's my resolution for the coming year. In a few days, a new Congress will form with one House controlled by Democrats and one House controlled by Republicans, who now have a shared responsibility to move this country forward. And here's what I want you to know. I'm willing to work with anyone of either party who's got a good idea and the commitment to see it through.
There's the president from his weekend address. He vows to work with the Republicans if they bring good ideas to the table, and why not? That's how we get started here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in this hour, a review of what's going on and has been going on the last 24 to 48 hours in the world of talk radio, talk television, the news talk world, summarized here. For those of you who are new listeners on the Armed Forces Radio Network around the world, we welcome you and hope that you will find the essence of what's going on here. It's the American Forces Radio Network. That's what it is now. I remember being Armed Forces, now American Forces Radio Network. Good to have you on board. You'll learn about the hot topics in the world of talk radio, conversation radio, as we go through the countdown each hour that it's on the air. And as the immortal once said, and now on with the countdown. The 112th Congress convenes this week. Republicans have their biggest House of Representatives majority since the Truman administration. It goes back to the late 40s. And they believe a mandate to cut spending dramatically and overturn President Obama's 2010 health care bill will be among their priorities. Their chances of success may be dim because the Democrats are going to still control the White House and they control the Senate, obviously. That makes the potential for getting serious work done difficult to predict. Let's go through some of the Sunday morning talk programs and get the input from various folks that are in the administration, people on both sides. For example, Meet the Press host David Gregory spoke with Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, about the chances the Republicans will cooperate with the president. He also has some thoughts on the economy that are important.
So the president talks about a New Year's resolution to get the economy back on track. He will face a more Republican Congress. Will he find a partner in the new Congress with more Republicans there?
I hope so. Well, why did the economy get off track? The policies the president has pursued over the last couple of years with his Democratic colleagues, the stimulus bill, Obama health care, I think has made economic recovery more difficult. He'll find a partner if he'll come our way when it comes to creating jobs and controlling spending. The mandate of the last election was pretty clear to me that the Democratic policies from 2008 to 10 were rejected by the American people because they created too much debt and they grew the government too much. So if you want to reduce the size of government, I think you'll find a willing partner in the Republicans.
Well, where do you see the economy right now? You know, holiday spending was pretty good in terms of shopping, but you look at the housing market, it's still a mess. Prices coming down, interest rates going up. Do you think economic recovery is still going to be stalled?
I think what got us into this mess was the collapse of housing, and it's some bad numbers came out recently about housing. The one thing with extending the tax cuts for 2 years helped a bit, but the Obama health care is a real burden to small businesses and large businesses. There have been 200-something waivers. I think one of the best things Republicans do to help the economy is give business certainty, really go after hard the Obama health care bill, redesign the stimulus bill to make sure it goes to the economy, not to the government. I think it's going to be a slow recovery, and 2011 will be a continuation of 2010, with probably unemployment still above 9%.
Let me break that down a little bit. You mentioned housing. You know, back in 2008, Republicans, including Senator McCain and yourself, were talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the big housing giants that now the government took over as being responsible for the crisis. That's a debatable point. But they now basically support the housing market in this country. Are you with the same Republicans, including your own views, that those should be wound down and privatized?
Yeah, they should certainly be reviewed and reformed because they push mortgages out to people who couldn't pay those mortgages. The mortgages become exotic security instruments sold all over the world, and the financial regulation bill really left unattended Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And when you have government entities this large who own this much of housing, who have been pushing mortgages on people who can't afford to pay them, and you do nothing about it, it's pretty hard for me to say you reformed the problem that got
us
into this
mess. But what's the Republican solution to housing?
To me, is to get Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in a more privatized environment where risk reward is more traditionally accepted. That the American dream is to own a home you can afford, and to look at these entities and get more private sector involvement and control who they lend money to, and basically wind them down and make them more private.
There's Senator Lindsey Graham. Does it feel to you like you were forced to take a mortgage or buy a house? Nobody forces you to sign the documentation, does it? Worth thinking about. 800-510-8255. That's the phone number for those of you who are listening to this broadcast live. You can be on the air on our program. If you line up in the queue, we'll get to your calls in about 20 minutes from now. Those of you who are listening on a delayed basis can use the Stefan sound-off line, which is toll-free 877-541-5250. You can text us anytime at 646-926-DUG or 646-926-3684. You can go on to Twitter.com or you can go to Facebook and follow what's going on here. Go to Doug Stefan, STEPHAN.com, and find out what the big stories are. Follow them in the big box on the homepage of the website. A review of about 40 or 45 radio stations that are programming the news talk format. And we synthesize, as I said a few minutes ago, for those of you who are new to the program, we take bits and pieces of the issues. And over the course of the week, we'll present at least 10 of these for your consideration, the top 10. It's like a music countdown show, only with the hot hits from talk. In a moment, we get to Face the Nation and a couple of other representatives, congressmen, who are talking about bipartisanship as we look at preparing this week for the 112th Congress on the countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
It's 17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus is on the 112th Congress, them getting ready, the president and others focusing this weekend on getting back into gear. He signed the first responders bill into law, which a lot of people thought was pretty controversial. The controversy here was how to pay for it. Back to the weekend Sunday chat shows. Face the Nation host Harry Smith speaking with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Anthony Weiner, also a congressman, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz about working together in a bipartisan way.
Is the Republican Party in this new Congress, is it a House divided?
No, I really don't think it is. I think we're fairly unified, but of course, you know, we won't all necessarily be agreeing on everything. But I think you see a fairly cohesive group, that we have a singularity of purpose, and that we want to be able to get the budget in order. I think that's really job number one, because we want to see the economy shift so that we have a focus on private job creation.
I want to go to Congressman Weiner. A couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation. You told me that if the president extended a finger of bipartisanship, that it would cost him a pound of flesh. How do you see this new Congress working with the president? And are Democrats all but irrelevant from now on?
Well, look, we'll see. I mean, we've already seen on this show there's disagreement among Republicans about the tax cut bill, and I think that there are going to be disagreements to come. I mean, many of them campaigned on the idea of privatizing Social Security. They campaigned on the idea of making Medicare a voucher program so seniors don't have a guaranteed health care. I want to see what it is they're in favor of. I mean, we've heard a lot about what they're against in this campaign. I don't know what they're in favor of. You know, we Democrats are prepared to work with them where we can, but we're going to challenge them and fight against them where they must. It is not a subject of compromise for many Democrats, privatizing Social Security. We just don't believe that's a good idea. Eliminating Medicare as a guaranteed benefit for seniors, we don't agree with. So those fights are going to happen. As far as the president's interaction, I think he's going to find out that bipartisanship has to be a means. It's not an end. And that if just having a bipartisan deal means a success, that's not right. There has to reflect the values of this country and the constituents that I represent.
I want to talk to Debbie Wasserman Schultz about this whole idea of bipartisanship. Is this going to be a situation where Congress gets together and does the people's good, or is this a recipe for gridlock?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, what Democrats will do now that we're in the minority in the House but remain in the majority in the Senate and hold the White House is measure everything that the Republicans propose by whether it creates jobs, turns the economy around, and cuts the deficit. And what remains to be seen is whether members like Mike Kelly are going to be able to turn their essentially campaign rhetoric into some kind of reality, because with all due respect to his response, There isn't any there. I mean, we haven't heard any concrete proposals. Now, Anthony's absolutely right. We've only heard attacks on what they don't like.
Right.
We've got to make sure that we continue the progress and the prosperity that we've been moving forward towards. I mean, the S&P finished the year up 86%.
Right.
The Dow up 16%. We've increased manufacturing exponentially. I mean, we're beginning to aggressively turn that economy around. Let's hope they don't squander that.
Let's hope they don't squander it. There are a lot of people who will wonder whether or not the government is responsible for it being the way, it is, or the way that it was. That's up to each one of us, I guess, to decide, depending on our point of view. 800-510-8255 is one way of being in touch. Email to doug@dougsteffen.com, no matter when you're listening. That's a good rule of thumb. We're talking about the new Congress, the new leadership. Who's going to be in charge, how they will work. Boehner, is he a healer? Is he a uniter? And can he work on both sides of the aisle and also with both houses? Because a lot of times what the House does, the Senate doesn't follow suit with, just because they want to be more independent. It's much more collegial at the Senate than it is over the House. Everybody's off in 87 different directions. Obviously, it's a body that's 4.5 times larger than the Senate, so sometimes that affects how this all plays out. In a moment on the countdown, CNN's Ed Henry speaking to the chairman of the DNC about heading into the new year.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Medication and plus discount.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with a quick eye on what's happening in the world of politics as we begin a new year, a new decade. Will there be some changes made? Republicans in the House plan to hold a vote this month to repeal the health care overhaul, say they haven't nearly enough support to override a presidential veto. Unpopularity is what they use as a word to describe the people, the unpopular, they're going to look at things they think don't work, and they're going to try to dump them to make a statement. Okay, will that work? We'll see. 800-510-8255. Ed Henry on CNN speaking with the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Kaine, or Keene, I believe. I don't think there are a couple of people that spell their name this way. One pronounces it Keene, one pronounces it Kaine. Anyway, the focus is on the president's approval rating.
You noted all the president's accomplishments, and yet a new Gallup poll shows that the president's approval rating started 2010 at 53%. It ended the year with a 47% approval, despite all those accomplishments you listed. So you've made your case, but it seems like the American people are still not buying it, sir.
Well, relatively, if you look at the president's numbers compared to other presidents in the midterms, his numbers are fine. If you look at the president's numbers compared to how folks look at members of Congress or other elected officials, he's fine. It's a tough time, Ed, and with a challenging economy, you know, folks are going to be dissatisfied until they see things moving more dramatically the right way. But the president's accomplishments have laid a foundation, which we think we're already seeing start to work on some improved economic signs. And that's what it'll take over the course of the next few months. And I think we'll see it, and the president's numbers will continue to get better.
Now, when you make a resolution, usually that means that you did something wrong and you want to do something better in the new year. And at his year-end news conference, the president also said that his singular focus in the next 2 years is going to be focusing on creating jobs. Does that suggest that maybe he did not fully focus on creating jobs in the first 2 years?
Well, Ed, he had a lot of things he had to do. You know, when he started as president, we were in the midst of two wars. He stopped one of them. And we were also in the midst of the worst economic collapse since the Great Depression. And he had to spend an awful lot of time staying stabilizing the financial system of the country so that it wouldn't put us into a deeper tailspin. With that work done, he now can focus specifically on increasing job production. We've seen an economy go from losing 750,000 jobs a month when he started to gaining jobs now. We just have to do work to accelerate the path of that recovery.
Now, another factor in your trouble selling these policies, though, to the public has been a determined Republican minority that now is going to become a determined Republican majority in the House this week. How does the president work with Republicans who seem determined to insist he hasn't accomplished anything?
Well, Ed, there's a couple of points. What we saw at the end of the 2010 in that lame duck session was dramatic accomplishments, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the approval of the START Treaty, tax compromise going forward with some additional stimulus. All those were done with some Republican votes. So if there are going to be members of the Republican Party who are willing to reach out and work as the president reaches toward them, we'll see some strong accomplishments. We're also going to see this president not being afraid to be the chief executive of the American public. Public asked him to be. He's not going to play Mother May I with the Republicans. He's going to govern. But if the Republicans are willing to work as they did at the end of that lame duck session, I think we will see productive efforts in a number of ways. There will be disagreements. Surely that's part of the process. But there are many more areas where we can continue to agree and move forward.
Agreeing and move forward. Does that sound like a good recipe to you? 800-510-8255. Even if the next couple of years end in congressional gridlock, Republicans hope to build a record that demonstrates to you that the year 2012 might be their chance and your chance to get it right. The GOP is promising to use the new Congress convening this week to cut spending, roll back the president's health care overhaul, and prevent unelected bureaucracies from expanding, like the FCC and the FDA and some of the other, all of that stuff is something that we've talked about here. A lot of the various government agencies, the bureaucrats who just get more and more power and bureaucracy getting bigger and bigger, and you and I have really no say about it. So let's hope, at least from my point of view, and maybe yours, that that is what happens. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mush mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 Plus Up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com Thermacare.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is directed.
Talk Radio's Top 10.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A rather unique overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented, so-called political radio. I'm Doug Steffen, and hopefully over the course of the hour every day, you get the drift of a major issue, the new year, the 112th Congress. The president on his weekend address talks about working with the Republicans. Are you buying into that? We've presented most of the Sunday morning chat shows. Here's from Fox News, Chris Wallace speaking with Michael Duffy, who is a Time magazine person. Bill Kristol is from the Weekly Standard, and NPR's Myra Liasson discussing if the president will continue to move toward the center as a compromise as we get into this new year with the new Congress.
I asked a penetrating question when I said, well, how's he going to deal with his base and when if he's going to become a deficit hawk? You said he could do both at the same time.
Right. Well, then why should he be any different than any other person we've watched in that office that, who has to run? When he's running for re-election, make sure he's tied down. Whatever flank in his party might be restive, and they're always a little restive, and in Barack Obama's case, they are plenty restive, while moving to the middle. It's this kind of standard, old-fashioned, you know, play for presidents of both parties. So I suspect that's what he'll do. Even this week in the recess appointments, you can see, you know, an attempt to sort of hold down your left wing, your base, in the question of, you know, moving on the Medicare regulation. Same thing there, while, you know, setting a new course for the second half of your term. I think this is pretty...
But you really see him moving to the center on spending?
Absolutely. And I think he'll surprise people by how far he's willing to go, and I think he'll do it all year long. And I think if he doesn't, he won't be reelected.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It'll be pretty simple.
Yeah. The media tries to assume that the president controls all of this, of course, that he gets to tack this way and tack that way. But there is a reality out there. At the end of the day, either EPA is going to promulgate these regulations or not.
You will.
At the Well, then that's going to be hard for the president to say that he's a pro-growth kind of guy, I think. At the end of the day, in other areas, and the president will maybe will propose some spending cuts in the budget. Let's see how deep they are. Let's see whether he goes along with Republican cuts that they send him in the next month or two. I agree with you in general, but the president has signaled he wants to go to the center. That debate from November is over. I mean, he's no question that he to some degree understands that he was way too far out on the left, mm-hmm. and that he needs to come back to the center. But I think it's harder to do it than people say when they sit around thinking, as if the president controls his entire party, and as if unanticipated events won't come up, and he'll have to deal with them.
But the same is true for Republicans. I mean, the president is going to try, the White House is going to try to call the Republicans' bluff at every turn because they do have shared responsibility now. And they're going to have to, the Republicans are going to have to put forward a budget. And the last time I checked, Paul Ryan's roadmap did not have a whole lot of co-sponsors. Now, it does have some more Tea Party freshmen who are going to back him. That's true. But I think there are ways the president can do both things at once. He's going to push hard for the DREAM Act. That's very important for the Hispanic base of the Democratic Party. And he's going to have to be a centrist, if you want to call it that, on budget and spending and tax reform issues. But maybe what the White House says when you ask them, are you going to move to the center? They say, no, we don't like that term. We're just returning to our roots.
All right. It's all about words anyway. You know that. It's all about it's whether or not you buy the rhetoric. The Republicans are strategizing because they want to win. Democrats are strategizing because they want to win. And the people who are involved in trying to put the pieces together, the various congressmen, there are chairmen of new committees that are saying we're going to change this, that, and the other thing. And they can hold up funding for things. The Senate Bill 510, which became a House bill, it was the so-called Food and Drug Administration safety bill. The Republicans don't want to fund it, and therefore it probably won't go anywhere. They haven't fixed the problems, and that's what the Republicans say. Never mind, we don't know how to fund it. They haven't fixed the problems of food supervision. USDA takes care of some, and the FDA takes care of another, and somebody else takes care of something else, and the taxpayers taking it in the neck because we're paying three or four times to have the same job done, and the job's not getting done because everybody's fumbling and bumbling and falling all over themselves. And that's the biggest complaint most people have with government. What's your situation? What do you think about the new Congress, and are you optimistic about the new year? 800-510-8255. Linda, listening in North Carolina with her expectations. All right, Linda, let's get started.
Good morning. I think we have a lot of problems going on. I would like to see the fact that we have changes coming, but I don't believe that's going to happen. In so many cases, the president has a limit of two terms. Most governors have a limit on their term. But we have professional politicians in both the representatives and the Congress. I think that we need to cut back and put some term limits on those professional politicians. I mean, if the president of the United States, the highest government, has a limit put on him, why can we have someone that has spent their entire life? Changes aren't going to happen that way.
So term limits, who's for that? 800-510-8255. My philosophy has been constant for years. 6 years for whatever office you hold. You run one time, you get in, and you move on. You can start, if you want to be a mayor or governor or something like that, six-year term in Congress, one, six-year term in the Senate, one, six-year term as president, one, that's it, we're done, move on. Is that something that rings a bell with many of you? 800-510-8255. Phil is in Maryland. Thoughts front and center on the countdown.
Good morning. I think the change has already occurred. When President Obama got elected, here's a man that came into office. He really took control prior to the 2008 election. The wars were going terribly. Obama came in, and he was almost running the military. So here's a guy that came in, brought order back to the United States military, and the economy was in shambles. They passed the TARP bill. At that time, the whole economy, the whole world was going to fall over. And they had, on Friday afternoon, they said they got to bring a check Monday morning, or the whole economy is going to die. So here's a guy that came in, put honor back into the U.S. military in the fight, saved the economy, and he's rewarded by the American people by bringing in 60 characters, these 60 people that come in, and you took the best leader of the House that accomplished more, the first female leader of the House, and accomplished more, according to the reports, than any other Congress. She did things for the American people, and anybody under making less than $250,000 and still voting for Republicans, pack your babies up, grab your old ladies, and go back to wherever you came from. That's my opinion.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking. Only on the other side, sir, I was thinking that we better do something to protect ourselves from government because it's everywhere. See, that's what makes a horse race. That's what makes these programs interesting, different points of view presented in a respectful fashion. That's the idea. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the new Congress, the relationship between the Republicans and the Democrats. Tom, you're listening in Illinois. You have a suggestion, so let's listen.
The thing about it is the Republicans spend money just like the Democrats, but the Republicans are spending money like in front of a window front. The Democrats are doing the same thing behind the scenes, but aren't being ridiculed about it. I think that, you know, we ought to all come together in unison. I mean, we are all Americans, regardless of whether we tote an elephant or a jackass. Mm-hmm. And let's just all stop acting like jackasses and be American citizens. Try to make the country go forward. Stop looking for Osama bin Laden, which we haven't found in almost 10 years. But yet we got Saddam Hussein in less than a month. I mean, it's ridiculous. The war is a big money racket. This tax is a big money racket. Let's cut, you know, let's cut this unemployment after, you know, after you draw 99 weeks, you're broke. Go on the street, find a job. You know, we can't keep putting this debt on our children's backs, especially the ones that are unborn yet.
There are a lot of people who agree with you, Tom. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. The person in charge of social media at DougStephan.com is Clay Cohut, who's following this conversation with folks that are listening or paying attention or want to have their two cents worth on Facebook and Twitter. What do you have, Clay?
I got a few comments here, Doug. The first one's from Twitter user Save the USA, who says, "Here's to hoping the new Republicans elected to Congress' first priority is to fix the nation rather than expand their own self-interests." And then another Twitter user, Facts of America, says, "New year, new Congress, and hopefully new change. GOP, America is waiting for you to make drastic steps to get rid of government debt and spending." And the last comment I have here, Doug, is S. Holmes 52 says, "Once the new Congress gets sworn in, they're going to have to govern. I hope they all use their heads."
Let's hope that that's the case. Yes, thank you, Clay. 800-510-8255. More of your calls up next on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
In times of danger and disaster. In times of peace and times of war. In times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world, and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with our daily review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Some of the national programs lead. The local programs have different points of view and present more localized opinions about many of the same issues that we're all talking about. Let's go to Arizona. Will, you're there. We want your thoughts here on the countdown.
Now, if you voted for George Bush the first time, and then you voted for George Bush again, and then you voted for McCain and Sarah Palin, and then you were in this movement which caused gridlock and gave the president less power, then you are part of the problem. You are the cancer of America, and you make us young people of the blacks and the Latinos and the whites and the Jews and all of us, we can't sit down at the table because your doubts are worse than the Bloods and the Crips. We are worse than gangs, and the Republicans, they are the masters of hate. Fox News is the drug dealer of the hate world. They're hate dealers. But you owe the people, you just get along with it and smile with it and say, oh, my party. We all suffering because of this. And the President Obama is trying his best to stop all of this war, but it seems it's just us Democrats and us under the table, all colors, versus a group of all white people. And that's crazy.
All right, the white versus the black. That's been, is an age-old, the counter there. Is nothing new. Okay, thank you, Will. 800-510-8255. I'll cut short my own comments on that. Here's an interesting thought about, the future. A guy named John Huntsman, who is the ambassador to China, who has said that he might run for the presidency in the year 2012. The president made him the ambassador to China. He's the former governor of Utah. He said he wouldn't be doing the job that he has now forever in an interview over the weekend, that he and his team have a final run left in our bones, quote unquote. Sources close to him say that he met with political advisors in Washington and in Salt Lake City to discuss a potential run for the presidency. Back in 2009, David Axelrod, who is Obama's chief campaigner, said that Huntsman was one Republican politician who made him, quote, a bit queasy about his boss's prospects. So what do you think that move holds in store? Interesting as all this stuff shakes out. Politics makes strange bedfellows, does it not? 800-510-8255. Maria is in Georgia, and she has some thoughts and wants Congress to move. Let's listen.
I'm worried about what I've heard from Speaker Boehner, from the Tea Partiers. After listening to Bernie Sanders and listening to the pain of a lot of Americans in this country, I worry about all these proposed spending cuts that will continue to hurt the American people, the ordinary Americans that don't that should have a voice in this country but may not be exercising their right to have a voice in this country. And I'm hoping that it's not just the Tea Partiers that are going to be calling and making their elected representatives accountable. All of us should do that. And the elected representatives should be working for ordinary Americans like me, not for corporations, not to protect their taxes and their wealth and so on. Wealth has flown upwards in this country for the last 10 years, and the rest of us are left holding the bag. So I urge Americans to make their representatives accountable to make sure that they're working for ordinary Americans to live a decent life in this country.
Thank All right. You're welcome, and thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Republican leaders already on thin ice with Tea Party leaders even before they take over. Activists are upset that various GOP lawmakers cut deals with Democrats on tax cuts and on the Arms Control Treaty, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the bill providing health care to the first responders. So already the Tea Party folks don't like it. What do you think of the Tea Party? You remember? 800-510-TALK as the countdown rolls along.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
75.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the focus on the new Congress, what a lot of people are going to be talking about when the Republicans and Democrats come back to Washington this week. And we're taking your calls on the various things that you've heard over the weekend and what your thoughts. Make your private thoughts public at 800-510-8255. Donald in Texas. Improvement or not, Donald?
What I would like to say is what people did in 2006 and 2008 election, what they did, they voted for deception. And what they got is really what they find themselves in now is mixed up with the looters and the moochers and the parasites. And that's what you get when you vote a bunch of jackasses to try to run the country. So I hope the American people will wake up and start get their head out of the sand and start thinking a little bit more about who they vote for. So how they bless next year.
All right. Time to, we do, we're foolish. I remember on any number of occasions, you talk to people in their congressional, oh, my congressman is great. It's the others that are a problem. They're all or most of them anyway, have had their problems. Danny, you're in Florida, and you have a focus here. Let's hear it.
The question about is there going to be change? Well, I'll tell you what. I am a conservative. I'm a Tea Party member. And if there is a change, these people are going to, these people, by them I mean the Republicans, are going to receive phone calls and letters, emails, Twitters, and it's going to be so loud that there's going to have to be change. Mr. Obama's health care program is going to have to be repealed. They're going to have to lower taxes. If they don't do these things, we are not going to get the jobs we have to have in this country. Ross Perot, he said when they passed the NAFTA program, you could hear that sucking sound, and that was the jobs that were being sucked out of this country and onto the onto Asia and to Europe. And he was right.
Yeah, well, the problem is that in the real world, it's difficult. It's a very ticklish situation. You can say all you want simplistic stuff about NAFTA, and I remember the expressions at the time, NAFTA, SHAFTA, and stuff. Okay, so what are, we don't do anything. The rest of the world does all of that stuff. Same thing happens. It's a tightrope. Eric, you're in Arizona, and we're very eager to hear your thoughts, sir.
Sure, I think things will change. If Mitt McConnell has his way, he'll be able to continue to stand in the way of the president and complete his mission and see to it that the president fails at all costs. Now, that's the big, in my opinion, elephant in the room, and it didn't seem to be a problem when George Bush was creating all these debts for us. But I'm here in Arizona. I'm relatively new here. And since Mr. Obama's been in office and been a black man, ex-veteran, I'm experiencing the racism here. I'm sure you know about 1070 and the whole bit. But unless the attitudes of people like Mitch McConnell changes, this country's headed in the wrong direction, in my opinion.
So you want to let all the illegals in, sir? That's what 1070 is all about, working to try to keep the illegals out of Arizona, and you think they ought to just come in? I think you're in the minority there. 800-510-8255. Paul, you're in Iowa. You have some hopes to share.
Well, good morning. Happy New Year. Seems to be business as usual, whether it's 110th, 111th. We need to stop looking left or right and move forward. They've been talking about taxes and immigration policies. I mean, they need to get off their tuckuses and really move things forward, because nothing's going to change if they go in with the same notion that they're going to just, you know, sit down and have their little 5-15 minute talks and then go home. We just need to move forward. The whole country's hurting. Everybody knows it. I mean, listen to the show every week, and everybody's screaming the same thing, and the people are screaming the same thing, but the congressmen, the congresswomen just need to hear it and act on it. And I just hope that there will be positive change in the new year.
I hope you are right, sir, don't we all? 800-510-8255. Let's finish things off with George, listening in Texas.
Good morning. I personally don't believe there's going to be a major amount of cooperation as long as people are going to get past the veto pen of Obama. He's shown a desire to ram things through, and if it doesn't go his way, he simply doesn't come. It was amazing that he did cooperate, but it was only because he, again, was willing to spend into the red to get a tax cut for everybody, which Social Security's already a mess. But he got a tax cut, so, you know, gee whiz, that makes everybody happy for something for nothing.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show would like to acknowledge the following sources which were used in the production of the program. Folks at Fox, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and C-SPAN, all part of what you heard. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Jeff Clothe, produced by Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Stephan, hoping to hear from you on our next one-hour extravaganza of what's going on in the world of news talk, issue-oriented radio. The Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.